Humility is the Key to Hearing People, written by Meg Booker and read by Kelly Gibbons. Today's Bible verse is John 9:16. Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others asked, "How can a sinner perform such signs?" So they were divided. Listening to my two daughters disagree over the same side of an argument is one of the more frustrating parental experiences of my mom life. "No, I'm doing my math practice first," one instructed. "No, I'm doing my math practice after you," came the retort. "Mom!" They both begged for intervention. And intervention is what they need sometimes. "You're both saying the same thing," I explained. "Oh, giggle, giggle, ha ha." And I poured myself a gallon of coffee. I referee hundreds of conversations a day, and most of the time, it's because one is thinking of her response before the other is done talking. They hardly ever fully hear what the other is saying before they react, and neither want to admit to anything. It's like a piece of crazy I can't fix. The Pharisees in today's verse were no better. They were divided and probably not fully listening to each other. Adults are not always more accomplished in the listening department. They were debating over what the law said in comparison to what Jesus did. Laws are important, especially God's laws. But how often do we mute someone's story because we're stuck on a law, a rule, or a judgment? We can't get past it, and maybe even believe that they have what's coming to them. But we need to remember what should be coming to us for our sins, and what Jesus died to give us in return. When we struggle to understand another's perspective, or embrace our own perplexing circumstances, it's important to look back at the work God has already done in our lives. It's crucial to remember the cross. Humility is the key to hearing people. How much hurt is caused by miscommunication? How much more do we pile on when we dig our heels in instead of apologizing in humility or accepting forgiveness, receiving a rebuke, and making a change? Jesus died to give us grace, and we are called to extend it to others. Instead of refereeing conversations and trying to change people, let's love them for who they are and where they are right now. The rest is up to God. And he can handle it. Father, we praise you for all you plant in us. Thank you for watering us with your word so we may bloom in your love. Forgive us our lack of extension of love to others. Help us to be compassionate and understanding people with hearts like his. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.